Well, look, it's a really exciting time to be talking about any British sports team at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's, you know, behind the England football team. And, yep. and that's the great thing about the Athletics World Cup. It's about teams and it's about the nation waving the flag and getting behind the team. And, you know, we're already ranked in the top eight in the world. So we've already done our bit. We're the same as the England football team. And we think we're going to do as well as them. We're going to go and win the World Cup on the same day, on Sunday. We're not announcing the full team until later on today. But I can tell you, I haven't revealed this before, who the team captain will be. That will be Lorraine Eugen, who's our world indoor champion and just set a championship record of over 7 metres in Birmingham at the weekend. In fact, all the teams are being captained by women. It's something that we've done with the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, to celebrate London's celebration of the 100 years of women getting the vote. So lots of really exciting things happening. But the main story is, if you love sport and you love waving the flag behind a British team or an English team, watch the football and then get down to the Olympic Stadium and watch the athletics.
Absolutely. Thank you for the exclusive as well. Very exciting. And some of the world's biggest names not competing, though, are they?
Well, look, it's a World Cup. We've got 350 athletes taking part, and already amongst those, we've got over 120 world and Olympic medalists and 23 current reigning world and Olympic champions. So I don't think there's any problem in terms of the quality of the event. You'll always get some people that are injured. You'll always get some people, particularly for a new event. We only launched this in February. We've been on, absolutely had the afterburners on to get this event happening. And some of them have previously contracted to do other things. But 23 reigning Olympic world and champions and over 100 with world or Olympic medals, it's a pretty stacked field.
And it is the first ever World Cup in athletics. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. And it's in London.
Yeah, and the reason we're doing it as a World Cup is because actually we've recognised, and I think the public knows, and the Football World Cup shows you this, and the Ryder Cup shows you this, that what really gets people going, what really gets the British people going, even London 2012 showed this, is getting behind a British team. Britishness, Englishness is more than the individuals. So we think it's going to be a huge success.
Now, I know you probably couldn't bring it in to the studio, the Platinum Trophy. You've seen it, have you held it? Describe it.
I have held it, and you know what? The most obvious thing about it is it's really heavy. You know, platinum isn't just the most valuable metal in the world, it's one of the heaviest as well. So I think it weighs in at something like 7 kilos, value of about £300,000. And the reason we've done it is really important because traditionally in sport you win a gold, a silver, or a bronze. Mm-hmm. But this is winning more than an individual event, it's a team event. So we wanted to give platinum because platinum is in the end more valuable than gold or silver or bronze. In fact, more valuable than all three put together. So it's a lovely idea. And I think the athletes are going to love competing for it.
What can Great Britain do at home? Greg Rutherford, of course, the latest big name, retiring from the 2012 glory days. What's the direction we're going in?
I think the direction we're going is really, really strong. I mean, you know, we have for decades been ranked as, you know, in the top five nations in the world. We're pretty much the only British sport that can claim that, actually. And again, part of the World Cup is showing the strength of our sport as a team. But if you look at the current performers that we've got coming through, I'll give you one, for example, who's going to be doing the World Cup, Beth Dobbin, a name that most people don't know. She won the British Championship 200 metres in a championship record. So that's faster than it's ever been won by Dina Asher-Smith or Cathy Cook, Cathy Smallwood, as people might remember. That's an astonishing performance into a headwind. She's going to be a superstar. And there are many, many others. And that's, again, I think the joy of an event like this, because sometimes with Diamond Leagues, in years where you haven't gotten Olympics, you don't get a chance to see anyone other than the very top stars. This is a chance to see the emerging talent alongside those top stars and see how they're going to perform.
It's a real bumper of summer sport, this 2018. As you know, we're in the grip of this heat wave. Well, it seems to be no end in sight of it. How does that impact on the athletes if it is going to be hot on the 14th, on the 15th?
Look, the athletes love it, and particularly those doing the shorter distances. There's not much fun running 10K or a marathon in this heat, but actually it's something like the World Cup where the longest distance is 1500 and it's all about warm muscles and speed. They're going to love it. It's absolutely perfect. The London Stadium is the best stadium in the world for athletics. That's why everybody wants to come. That's why we've got such a high quality field. I think people will see some astonishing performances.